Welcome, beautiful souls, to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual inside the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, hello, and tonight we're stepping into the kind of love that doesn't just make you feel good, it makes you feel different. The kind of love that shifts how you listen, how you choose, how you stay, how you leave. Some love entertains us, some love comforts us. And then there's the love out there that changes us. The love that rewrites our patterns and refuses to let us go back to who we were before we met this person. Now, tonight's poem comes from Rupa Kaur's, hopefully I said that right, Milk and Honey, a continuation that speaks directly to growth, self-worth, an evolution in love. I am learning how to love him by loving myself first. I am learning how to love him by not abandoning myself, by not shrinking, by not staying silent, by not making myself small. Love is not about how much you give, but how much of yourself you keep. Well, that's kind of powerful, isn't it? This kind of poem, it lands differently when you've been around a while, like I've been. When you've stayed too long, when you've tried to earn love, when you've learned, sometimes incredibly painfully, that self-abandonment is not devotion. The love that changes you doesn't ask you to disappear. It asks you to arrive. Fully, honestly, without apology. And tonight is for anyone who has learned that love isn't about losing yourself. It's about finding yourself more clearly. All right. So we got fingers crossed. We're going to go to the first dedication. Let's hope that the music plays a lot smoother today than it did last week. Because this first dedication comes from Isabella in New Mexico. To the person who didn't rush me, didn't pressure me, and didn't ask me to be less than, well, who I am. Thank you for teaching me that safety can't be sexy. And they asked for the song Best Part by Daniel Caesar featuring Her, H-E-R. Never heard this song before, so this will be a new one for me. That was Daniel Caesar featuring H-E-R. That was the Best Parts. I've never heard that song before. The song was talking about patience, right? And there's something really seductive, right, about somebody who's patient, about somebody who doesn't grab, they don't chase, they don't demand anything, but they wait. And they're patiently waiting. Safety doesn't kill desire. Safety allows desire to deepen. When someone makes you feel emotionally secure, your body stops bracing. And when the body stops bracing, it starts opening up to pleasure and more. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here on TikTok. If someone has ever made you feel both desired and deeply respected, both are pretty darn important. Yes, indeedy do. You know what else is important? It's important about what category I put my TikTok show in when I go live, and I never know what category to put it in. I've been trying chat and interview now. It was daily life. Now this is chat and interview, and they don't have a song/talking section for TikTok, so I never know where to put this show of mine. But if you're listening to me on the podcast version, I'd love for you to join me live. I'm here on Friday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time on TikTok. My handle there is @the_passion_zone, the Passion Zone. And that's where I'm at. And now we're going to talk about, how about a romance book? Those are one of my favorite things. I always tell women that if you've lost your sexual desire, if you can't find it anywhere, if that libido is hiding, try reading romance novels. And it never matters the type of romance novel you read. What's important is the consistency of reading. If you read a chapter a day and you allow your imagination to take hold, your brain is going to think that this is your real life because it can't tell the difference between imagination and what's really happening. So it puts it into the real life category. And if you're reading every day and you're imagining, then your brain thinks, hey, whatever's going on, this is pretty important to her or him. Maybe we should remind them of it every chance we get. So when you're not reading a book, when you're out and about and having your normal daily life, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, thoughts about intimacy and romance and sex and some pretty interesting positions start to pop into your head. That is your brain reminding you to think of something that it has deemed important, otherwise known as what's happening in those romance books. Now, the romance book for today is called Happy Place by Emily Henry. Okay, now this book is deceptive, but really in the best way, honest. It may look like it could be a light romance, but underneath, it's about grief, identity, and choosing a life that fits who you've become. A couple who broke up but never emotionally disconnected pretends to still be together during a vacation with friends. And in that pretending, the truth starts to surface. And this book asks a powerful question. Are you holding on to a relationship or the version of yourself that existed inside of it? Ooh, something to think about. It's about letting go of who you think you'd be so that you can choose who you actually are. And drop me an emoji in the chat if you love a romance that grows up alongside the characters that are in it. Woohoo, I know I do. I love those kind. Now, moving forward, believe it or not, we're already on our second dedication. Oh, yeah. We love our dedications here at the Love Notes. This dedication comes from Jordan in Oregon. And they write, to the one who laughs at my worst jokes and still pulls me close. All right. And this is from the song they want me to play is... It's called Tongue Tied, and I'm having a tongue tied moment. Interesting. So it's called Tongue Tied by Group Love. And I definitely have never heard of this song either. So let's give it a shot. And you're right, Alex. It was catchy. It's a catchy little song. I actually enjoyed it. I started so I'd remember to put it on one of my playlists to listen to. Joy is not something that's optional in lasting love. It's the elasticity, if I can say that correctly, that keeps a relationship from snapping under pressure. Because let's face it, every relationship gets under pressure at some point in time. But laughter resets the nervous system. It reminds us that love doesn't have to be heavy in order to be meaningful. Drop me a nice smiley face in the chat if laughter is one of your non-negotiables. I tell you what, I love somebody who can make me laugh. That for me is, they have to have a sense of humor. Not only can they make me laugh, but they have to have a sense of humor. A sense of humor that I can understand. I should put that in there. Because I've known several people with a very dry sense of humor, and I never really caught on to what they thought was funny, even though I tried. Well, that said, let's move forward, shall we, to our desire drop of the week. And tonight's desire drop is all about intentional restraint, the kind of tension that builds chemistry instead of rushing past it. This is called the pause and pull technique. This works in conversation, flirting, touch, and my favorite, anticipation. Okay, so number one, when connection is building, okay, you and somebody else, you're having a good repertoire, you're talking, you're laughing, Maybe one of you touch the other on the shoulder. The girl usually plays with her hair. It's usually a giveaway that the connection is going well. Men like to stare into your eyes when it's going well. But as that connection's building, get a pause. Don't say anything for a minute, okay? Let silence exist just for one extra beat as you're looking at one another. And then step back slightly, just maybe half a step tops, instead of leaning in. And make sure during this time you're holding eye contact. And then re-engage slowly, deliberately, maybe by asking a question about what you were just talking about. And this works because the nervous system responds to anticipation more strongly than action. Desire sharpens when we don't immediately satisfy it. This technique communicates confidence, self-control, intentionality, here they go, and desire without desperation. Nobody likes a desperate person, okay? So desire without desperation. It just eludes confidence as you're speaking. The most magnetic people are not the ones who rush. They're the ones who know when to wait. Desire doesn't need more effort, it needs more presence. So try that the next time you are talking with your love, or maybe you have just met a new love, somebody you would love to get to know. Give that a shot. But as you remember, as you take that step back or half a step back, you're keeping eye contact with them, and a smile, maybe a little bit of a smile, comes out. I know a lot of people like to raise an eyebrow during that time. Been there on the receiving end of that one. And once you've engaged in that gaze for one another, then you can re-engage in the conversation again. You want to keep that anticipation. You want them hanging on whatever you were just talking about. It builds momentum. And when you first meet somebody, especially, momentum is a good thing. All right. So let's go on to our third dedication of the evening. Now, this little note comes from Camille. And Camille is from New Jersey, who, like Ohio here, starting tomorrow, is going to get hit by a polar vortex. Woohoo! But Camille from New Jersey writes, "You didn't stay around as long as I would like, but you stayed around long enough to teach me what I won't settle for again." And the song they asked for is "Someone You Loved" by Lewis Capaldi. Hopefully I said his name right. All right, that was for Camille in New Jersey. "Someone You Loved" by Lewis Capaldi. Now, some relationships, they're really just not meant to last. They're meant more to clarify. They teach us where we compromised too much, where we stayed quiet, where we ignored our intuition. And while they hurt, they also raise our standards. Drop me an emoji in the chat if past love helped you choose yourself more fully. I do know that both of my marriages most certainly has had me choose myself more fully, 100%. So I hope you guys are doing well. I'd love it if you guys would, if you want, I suppose, to give me a dedication for next week. If you'd like to make a dedication, if you're listening to me live here on TikTok, you can go to my profile, click on the link. It'll take you to my link page where you will see the other link, two links to get to the dedication page. Okay, so there's a couple steps if you're listening to me live. If you're listening to the podcast version, well, your link is just right below in the show's notes. Okay, why don't you go ahead and send it to me? Even if you listen to the podcast version and you're not live, I'm still going to play your dedication. Okay, so never you fear. And the nice thing about a dedication, you wanting to send a message, you're thinking about somebody, whatever it may be, when I send this out, when I say, hey, like Camille from New Jersey, Camille from New Jersey says, whenever I'm saying that part and then I play the song, okay, for a split second, you're in their mind, whomever it is, whomever that the dedication is for. And it's up to them, of course, that they think about you longer than that split second. But if it's been years upon years and all of a sudden you pop into their mind, that's why. Okay, because we've taken your energy and we've put it in theirs for a split second. So if you would like someone to think about you, even for that split second, please follow the links and send me a dedication. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. I will just play the song. Or if you want to say something but you don't know what song, don't worry, I'll pick one out for you. Either way, your energy will get into them for a split second. All right, so why don't you go to those links and fill out a good dedication for next week. Now, that said, let's move forward, shall we, to the soulful connection part of this. In soulful connections, I teach something called the mirror effect. You're like, well, what the heck's that? Well, every meaningful relationship mirrors something within you. All right. It measures your boundaries, your self-worth. It mirrors your healing, your readiness. The love that changes you doesn't arrive to rescue you, it arrives to reflect you. As you grow, the reflections change, and so do the people you attract. Now, I have a little energy practice here about clearing old reflections out. Okay, so if you can, if you're in a safe spot, go ahead and close your eyes. Go just give yourself close your eyes. There you go. Get yourself comfortable. Put your feet on the floor. Don't be folding your arms across your chest. Just sit there nice and comfortable, okay? No tensing. No tensing. You want to take a deep breath in. So inhale and let it back out again. Exhale. Let's do it again. Inhale and exhale. Now, imagine or visualize a large mirror in front of you. And it doesn't matter the shape, it can be oval, round, square, rectangled. It can take up the whole wall if you want it to. It doesn't matter. However you want this large mirror to appear, put it in front of you. Now allow yourself to see old versions of yourself reflected there. Old patterns, old tolerances, old fears. We've got them all. I don't care what your age is, they're there. So give yourself a few moments to allow these old patterns, the fears, the tolerances, even losing yourself in a relationship. Let those come to light. Let those be part of this mirror. Okay. Let's give it a moment. Now, we all have a lot of old versions of ourselves. Okay. Because every day we can create a new version of us. So, see what you can. If you're doing this on your own without me around, then you can, do this for as long as you want. So you want, remember, you want to close your eyes, visualize a large mirror in front of you, okay? And the size of the mirror does not matter. And then allow yourself to see versions of old you, okay? You know, versions where you may have tolerated too much from a partner. Maybe an old version of you where you lost yourself with another partner. Okay, we all have old patterns, old tolerances, and old fears. And we don't have enough time here on this version of the show to go through all of our versions, because we'd be here a while. Especially when you're 58 like me, I got a lot of old versions. So see what you can. Then imagine yourself wiping the mirror clean. And you can wipe this mirror any way you want to. I can see myself using good old Windex and white cloth and just wiping all those old pattern me's off of the mirror. Just saying, see ya. Nice to know ya type of thing. And when you've cleaned the whole mirror, just see yourself standing in front of it. You're grounded. You're present. You're aware. You're discerning. Okay? And let that image settle. You can say to yourself, I release relationships that reflected who I was. I welcome those that reflect who I am becoming. And I'll say it again. I release relationships that reflected who I was. I welcome those that reflect who I am becoming. All right. And during the week, you can always say an affirmation like this. I attract relationships that match my growth. So when you hear the line, become the person you want to meet, this holds true, okay? Because the people you meet, you attract those that match your energy. All right? Okay, you can open your eyes. And Alex here is mentioning that I should do a long meditation for this, and I should. In fact, I think I will leave my notes out and put it aside as one of the many things I need to get done. A welcome, welcome. Hello, Vibin' Good. Nice to see you. Welcome. You actually made it to one of my lives. Thank you for being here. And thanks for all the hearts and the roses and all that other kind of fun stuff that I see floating around. Much appreciative. Hello. Just nice to see you. You know who I was thinking about the other day? Vibin' Good. I was thinking about Dreamweaver. Remember Dreamweaver? Because I heard the song and I thought of it. Oh, Mr. Kitten. Get one up there. Kitten. This is Kitten, who I always talk. Yeah, Dreamweaver. Yeah, you remember. And in order for anyone to get this reference that we both know about, you had to have been in our class at the University of Akron. One of our undergrad classes. I always wonder how he is and if he still, wasn't he knitting? Didn't he knit during class too? Or was that somebody else? I don't know. Sometimes it all kind of blurs together. But let's move forward with our movie of the week. This week we're going to talk about Blue Valentine. Now this movie's back from 2010. So yeah, I know it's 15 years old. Be glad I'm not picking something from the 80s. All right. This film, Blue Valentine, it's not an easy watch. It's not. And that's why the movie matters. That's why it's a good movie. The film shows how love evolves and dissolves when growth stops. It's important that people grow and that we learn new things and that we expand our comfort zone. And when we don't grow, things fade away. Okay. Because why? Because we get bored, because nothing ever changes. And if one person grows, but the other person does not, that falls apart too, because the two of you are not interested in the same things anymore, for the most part. So it's important that you both keep learning and growing together. This movie is a reminder that chemistry alone isn't enough, which I'm sure some of us with past relationships have learned. You can have the best chemistry in the world, but if other things aren't clicking, it doesn't last very long. Care, communication, respect, emotional maturity, and availability, I might add, they all matter. And the movie asks a brave question of those who are watching it. Are you growing together or just holding on? Because if you're growing together, there are things you can do together. If you're just holding on, what fun is that? Right? What fun is that? Yeah, emotional availability is very important. And you know, there are people who overlook that emotional availability all the time. I talk to people right now, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So 4 days a week, I talk to people about their sex lives and their relationships. And it is amazing to me how many people do not have emotional availability within the relationship. Well, and they're non-communicative. And it's like, well, what do you think I should do? I can only say if it was me. If it was me and I was in a relationship with somebody who wasn't emotionally available, I'd be waving bye. I'd be out the door because I've been in one of those relationships. And I'm telling you, it doesn't do anybody any good to stick in it. That's one of those relationships that you're just holding on to. Okay. And even if you think you're doing them a favor by holding on, you're really not. That's not a favor. And I like Blue Valentine, although it's not a happy, perky love story. But I appreciate the honesty and how it has you look at yourself. And if you're in a relationship, how you look at the relationship as well. I always think it's important for couples to do a check-in. You know, how are things going? And for the love of Pete, don't lie to each other. Oh, I think things are going great. What about you? And then in your mind, you're going, but. No. We never want to hurt the other person's feelings, right? I get this a lot, too. I want to tell them this, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, it's better to tell them something now in a kind manner, okay? To tell them now than waiting 5, 10 years and then telling them, all right? Because by that time, there's going to be a lot of resentment and a lot of anger building up in that time. I've seen it so many times happen to people that I do know what I'm talking about in this respect. Now, somebody else that knows what they're talking about here is our final dedication. Oh, well, that's not good. Can you still hear me? Nope. A podcast version of Love Notes. I had to stop this because something turned off the electricity on my whole block. So I didn't have the ending that I wanted. Didn't get to use my dedication or my quick fire tip or anything like that. But tonight was about the kind of love that changes you, right? The love that raises your standards, steadies your nervous system, and helps you recognize yourself more clearly. I'd like to thank you for spending this hour with me. If you want your dedication or story featured next week, please submit it through the Passion Zone or the link in my bio. Join me next Friday for Love Notes, where love evolves, deepens, and teaches us who we are.